Well, we're ultimately a loss here to home of the champions and the elite title with no points, but your performance deserved to come away with something.
Absolutely, we've deserved more than we got, and ultimately when you don't take your chances in venues like this, you get punished, and that's what's happened. They're back-to-back league champions, and we've come here and went toe-to-toe with them, and it shows the direction we're going in. I know we've taken 2 points over the last week, but we're very, very happy in the direction we're going and very clear on what we want to do, and it's going the right way. Ultimately, results haven't been what we wanted, but performances are getting better and better.
Sizeable support came down from Derry the day we were in, and they were vocal throughout, but what they did witness was another excellent performance, and as you said all week, that you were here to have a go and your team will always have a go, and that's what they want to see.
Absolutely. Our supporters have travelled 3.5 hours down here, go 3.5 hours back, and they want to see their team commit to winning the game, and that's what we've done. We didn't manage to get it over the line, but I think it's clear for everyone to see that we're going in the right direction and we're going to be a hell of a team over the next year or two.
And you were calling the last couple of weeks to be more ruthless and more clinical up front, and you know, is it a bit that they were too nice and a couple of chances
tonight? We've created 4 or 5 good chances. Nobody really does that in this league, and Tala, I mean, and we've came here and went toe-to-toe and stamped our own authority in the game, and that's how we want to play. Ultimately, sometimes you don't get what you deserve in football, and that's happened tonight.
Well, I mean, you don't single players out, but there was a lot of good performances there. Will Padgett got man of the match, and rightly so, because, again, you know, putting on another shift.
He's a brilliant footballer, but they were all excellent. I'm not going to start singling anyone out. I think the only thing missing from the last two games, Pats and Rovers, is putting the ball in the back of the net, and that's what gets points on the board, and ultimately we haven't done that, and it's cost us.
So it's well documented the players that are out and couldn't feature here tonight, but you look at the Shelbrook Rovers bench and they've quality coming on, and that's where they got the upper hand in the last 15 minutes.
They bring that quality off the bench, and that's what they have, and they've built that over a number of years, but we want to be competitive, and I think we're going in the right direction, and probably our squad is a small bit thin with a few injuries. You see, not available tonight in terms of our top-end players. You have McElhinney, Duffy, Cameron McJanick here in Harkin, and we can't afford to lose that depth because we don't have the biggest squad in the world. But the players who were on the pitch tonight absolutely acquitted themselves excellently and deserve more.
And as you just said there, you don't have the biggest squad in the world, but with the window opening up very soon, and you're always on the lookout to bolster the squad and strengthen it, Rory.
Aye, we'll try and do a wee bit in the summer just to add a wee bit of depth, and we're looking, and but we won't be reckless or rash. We'll sign players who fit the profile of what we're looking for, and if they don't come around, then we won't do it.